From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. New fears in Ukraine. President Petro Poroshenko warning lawmakers to prepare to defend against what he calls a possible full-scale invasion by Russia after a surge in fighting in eastern Ukraine. Speaking Thursday in Kiev, Mr. Poroshenko said 9,000 Russian troops already are inside eastern Ukraine. The Ukraine president spoke a day after both the government and rebels said the worst combat in months had claimed at least 18 lives near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Dozens more were reported wounded. Each side blamed the other for the new fighting. Top U.S. defense officials and diplomats would gather in Stuttgart, Germany Friday to discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine following the upsurge of fighting between the Ukrainian military and Russia-backed rebels. President Barack Obama will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Germany next week on the sidelines of a Group of Seven summit. The meeting follows ministerial-level talks in Paris this week to address foreign military support for Iraqi forces fighting Islamic State militants. The United States leads an international coalition conducting daily airstrikes against Islamic State targets. Ghana's president says the death toll from a gas station explosion in the capital and widespread flooding increased to 150 people. President John Mahama says that the country will observe 3 days of mourning for the victims and that the government will allocate about $12 million for relief operations and to repair damaged infrastructure. Reports from the scene said the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings near the Kwame Nkrumah Circle in central Accra. This is VOA News. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari says his government will leave no stone unturned in dealing with all cases of human rights abuses. It follows the release of a shocking report from Amnesty International, which alleges the killing of more than 8,000 prisoners during the military's offensive against Boko Haram. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Amnesty International gathered dozens of brutal videos and images showing abuses and killings apparently carried out by the Nigerian armed forces. In some, prisoners are beaten to death. In others, they are shot and thrown into open graves. Amnesty interviewed more than 400 victims, eyewitnesses and senior members of the security forces. Most of the prisoner deaths occurred during detention, says Amnesty's Daniel Eyre.
We found that more than 7,000 people have died in military custody in northeast Nigeria.
Amnesty's evidence also points to the widespread extrajudicial killing of prisoners. Henry Ridgewell, London.
South Korea confirmed the death of a fourth victim of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome outbreak that's infected dozens of people in that country. Health officials say a 76-year-old man died Thursday. About 1,600 people are being quarantined in South Korea, most at home, but some in medical institutions. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens more bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized in the Yangtze River as hope dims for finding more survivors. The official Xinhua news agency says that 39 more bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of the upturned cruise ship, bringing the death toll to 65. Only 14 people have been rescued since the ship went down in bad weather Monday. About 400 passengers, many of whom are elderly, are still missing. The federal agency responsible for collecting background and issuing security clearances for millions of U.S. government employees is reporting a massive cyber attack. The Office of Personnel Management says as many as 4 million current and former federal employees may have been affected and that the number could go higher. Another U.S. Republican presidential hopeful is in the race. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry says he'll make a second try for the White House in 2016. VOA's Jim Malone has details.
Surrounded by family and supporters, Rick Perry announced his candidacy in his home state of Texas. Perry focused much of his statement on what he believes are the foreign policy failings of President Barack Obama, including the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq and the rise of the Islamic State.
We don't have to settle for a world in chaos or an America that it shrinks from its responsibilities.
Perry is the latest of several Republicans to join the 2016 race in recent days. Jim Malone, Washington.
He ran for the nomination in 2012 and didn't get it. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.